to the Earl Ingram Show. That'll wake you up. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Monday's with Sandy Williams. And, Sandy, I wanted to talk about how many different wonders of the world are there? Nine or are there more that we haven't counted?
Seven, I think, isn't it?
Seven? I thought there was...
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, this was supposed to be the eighth or the ninth Foxconn. And Sandy, is it safe to say right now it's been a boondoggle?
Well, it's been a it's definitely been a failure, and it was definitely a foolish thing from the get go to put that amount of money into a new technology type of business, a business that rides technology crests, ebbs and flows. And particularly a company like Foxconn that had a record of promised developments that didn't occur. We made a record commitment to them. I don't think we haven't put that amount of money into it yet.
Right.
Happily, the deal wasn't so badly drawn that we put all the money forward. But these local municipalities that built a bunch of infrastructure are really hanging out there and exposed because they spent a lot of money to put in sewer and water and all kinds of stuff for a huge development that was going to create massive tax revenues for them. And yeah, nothing's come of it.
You know, 13,000 jobs. It's like yesterday, man. Rance Priebus, Scott Walker, Donald Trump, Paul Ryan. You know, they were with their little shovels, and it was the biggest deal, right?
Yeah.
And those people were forced to sell their homes. They uprooted communities. They did all these different things, Sandy, and nobody could say that it's not nice to have those great roads, right? And the sewer and all those things. There are generations that will come after us who will be thankful that all that stuff is taken care of.
Remember when it was being built and it was like the future was upon us. They were building a new lane for I-43 that would be for autonomous trucks and autonomous vehicles that wouldn't have drivers, that would be going to and from the Foxconn facility, traveling down from the city of Milwaukee, bringing workers who were hard pressed to find jobs in Milwaukee to their jobs down in Mount Pleasant. It was the future.
Yeah.
It was. You know what? It was too good to be true. It was too good to be true.
You know, I remember when they were building that stretch of road. And it was suicide to drive it while they were developing that. I hated driving that road. And so many people died because they were doing all the construction.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on it today, you say, wow, this is great road, right? But, man, all of that. And then you look at it now, and they won't even tell you what's being built there. They won't even let the media in to see what it is, Sandy. I don't know. I mean, there's nothing they can do to sue Foxconn or...
Well, I didn't draw up the contract. I'm proud to say that. And I had nothing to do with it. And I haven't read it either. I suspect at least massive portions of it are public. I'm sure also massive portions of it have been redacted as being trade secret or otherwise necessarily kept secret. But it clearly was not a very favorable contract for Wisconsin. It wasn't a totally foolish arrangement. I mean, we didn't spend all of the billions of dollars up front, but there have been hundreds of millions of dollars spent in pursuit of and in preparation for, including all this highway construction. So the money that Mount Pleasant has spent, you said, I think you have that number. What?
Yeah, $167 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a little.
That's just the tip of the iceberg. Well, the state of Wisconsin had to fund that freeway bill extension and reconstruction. That wasn't cheap. You know, freeway construction costs quite a fortune per mile. We're willing to spend all that money for freeways, but we weren't willing to spend potentially $7 million a year deficit for the high speed rail
that would have opened doors
from all the way from Chicago to Madison. We were going to have a high speed rail train from Milwaukee to Madison. Wouldn't that have made a difference? But apparently that was going to maybe, worst case, be a $7 million a year operating deficit. And we've spent hundreds of millions of dollars on the Foxconn fiasco.
You know, Sandy, just the thought, and I never will forget it, because the old A.O. Smith site, where I worked for 34 years, was the site that they were going to build the high-speed rail.
Yeah.
And they were going to begin in a building that I started in at 18 years of age. I never will forget. I got a chance to come in that building when it looked like all these things were going to happen. And I saw a guy, a young man who was 18 years old, the same age I was. He was in the same building I was in. And all of a sudden, his new life was happening. And Scott Walker cut it off.
Well, and you know, it was going to employ the same demographic that A.O. Smith had employed.
Right, right.
It would have been a massive shot in the arm for Milwaukee's employment during that period of train construction. And the train itself was going to be a massive shot in the arm for the economy of Wisconsin. The high-speed rail from Milwaukee to Madison would have been a game changer in many ways. It would have brought lots of the magnet. You know, there's a lot of magic going on in Madison that would have become a part of Milwaukee, and a lot of Milwaukee's capability would have become a part of Madison. It was going to be very synergistic, as they say, if, you know, where both sides win in that kind of a deal. And we had to kill that. But meanwhile, we were hatching the fiasco of all time, just about the Foxconn deal to basically bring all kinds of value to Wisconsin. Really, what it was designed to do was to create a huge headline for Governor Walker.
And you know, Sandy, the worst part about all of it is it's been off the radar. You know, it rarely does it come up. And I think that's the part of this that frustrates most. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.